Now, this week on our program, we have brought you a number of stories focusing on the drought that has devastated Karoo towns in the Eastern Cape. The calls for help from farmers and rural dwellers is growing increasingly desperate. The area of Klipplaat, about 120 kilometres from Graaffreinet, is of particular concern. Now, the charity Gift of the Givers has been sinking more boreholes there and delivering food and fodder. But this evening, there are signs that more help is on its way. I'm joined by Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, Director of Gift of the Givers. He joins us from Pietermaritzburg. Good evening, Doctor. Just tell us a little bit more about how things are in Klipplaat and some of the kindness that you've received in terms of donations this past few days.
Good evening, Sally. In terms of Klipplaat, it's been absolutely fantastic. Just a few hours ago, we hit the fourth borehole and we're getting something like 160,000 litres a day from that borehole. The first borehole, we're looking also around the same amount of water. We're right now doing what is called a yield test, where we test the water coming out of the pump, out of the borehole, I mean. The first one was at a school. It's around 160,000 litres per day. The second one is in an open ground. It's about the same amount of water. The third one, we were drilling on Sunday evening. We got about 4,500 litres per hour. The hydrologist then moved 4 metres away from that, and that's where he struck 160,000 litres an hour. He's going back to the third one because he feels there is enormous amounts of water below the 4,500 litre per mark. So in terms of water, if we did do this for well, we probably will not need any more water, any more bowls in Klipplaat. There will be enough water to save the whole town. That's in terms of Klipplaat. In terms of calls, people have been calling in to give us fodder, provide transport, when the supports food parcels. Companies have been calling. There's been a huge reaction nationwide from people wanting to support the food initiative, water initiative, and fodder initiative. But at the same time, there have been many more calls for people wanting help all over the Eastern Cape. And that's been worrying because the calls have been flooding in from every part of the province.
So I wanted to ask, you know, it's really wonderful to hear that you've hit water in Klipplaat and that area is you know, prospects are looking better there. But as you say, huge need all across the province in the Eastern Cape. Lots of donations, which is absolutely amazing. And this always is just such a feature of South Africans' generosity that we do try and really help. I know that you've been having some sort of discussions with government. You were due to meet with the Water and Sanitation Minister this week. Have you as yet spoken to her?
Yes, my corporate relations manager has spoken to her. And she said she was supposed to come to Cape Town on Tuesday, but that never happened. It was supposed to be yesterday, that never happened. It's supposed to be today, it hasn't happened. She said she wants to discuss this face to face. But from inside the department, other members of the team have been telling us that Eastern Cape has been a priority. They have been discussing it, but that when we meet the minister, we will talk to her face to face. She even wanted to talk to my hydrologist to find out, you know, more details about the drought itself, about weather patterns and, you know, practical solutions. But we're waiting until we hear that from her directly. We can't confirm that. So we will wait for that meeting face-to-face, but we've spoken to her on the phone at least 4 times this week, and we've sent messages to the department, and we're waiting for that meeting.
You know, a little earlier this week, I spoke to Sputnik Rutau of the Water Department, and he said to me that actually a lot is happening. And he said that they, I think he said 5 water tankers had been sent to Klipplaat. Have you seen those tankers?
There's no water tankers in Klipplaat. And even if you send water tankers to Klipplaat, what's the use if you don't have a water source? It makes absolutely no sense to send water tankers and JoJo tanks to an area that has no water source. They only have one functioning borehole that keeps getting aged with and it can't function. That's why we have to drill, to make sure there's alternative sources for water. And once we have the two boreholes, number 3 and number 4, we've drilled them right next to a place where there's a water reservoir. Mm-hmm. And if we pump it into those reservoirs, the whole town can get water from there. The clinic can get water and 900 houses down the road from the borehole. So in every area, it makes no sense to send water tankers if you don't have a borehole source. In fact, the Graaffreinet.
You know, I know it's not.
Graaffreinet too. Graaffreinet too. The municipality's got water tankers, but their boreholes are not working. And we allow them access to our boreholes to take water to the areas. We even use our boreholes and our waters to fill JoJo tanks for the municipality. And we have no problem with that.
So talk to me about the other towns in the Eastern Cape in the Karoo that are having serious water problems and whether there is any sign of government intervention to assist. I'm just trying to gauge whether there is much activity on the ground in terms of government from what you're seeing, because you are in those areas that are in distress. If you could just list a few of them for me.
It's not only in the Karoo. It's all over the Eastern Cape. We need to, and you know, that what the reason we're getting calls, so many calls, but we're not in all areas at the same time. But all areas we're getting called from is they're saying precisely that nobody's helping them. They're saying there's no water, there's no source, they don't know what to do. They can't afford bottled water. It's in Fort Beaufort, it's in Alice, it's in Stirling Makanga, it's in Craftinet. The municipality is trying to do something, but again, there's not enough water sources, there's not enough water tankers. Butterworth is about to shut down. We've mapped out 22 areas where boats will be put in Butterworth. Then we get calls from Amtata. It's Pedi, Moy Plus, Cromi, so many other names. People are calling us from all over, in state level, Janssenville, Aberdeen, Klein, Porky or something like that, some strange names, Steinberg. We just get new names all the time. Some of these names you've never heard of. But from each, and it's not only one call that makes it more authentic. It's not one call. More than one person from that area calls, maybe not the same day, not within the same hour, but maybe a few days later. The other big problem is we've been supporting, besides people, clinics, hospitals and schools, many businesses have been coming to us and say, if we don't have water, we shut down. If we shut down, we don't pay our staff for the day. That aggravates the poverty situation in the area. So our tankers try to work as much as possible to try not to allow that to happen. But it's impossible to be everywhere at the same time. And you only got three tankers. You know, we've been trying to get water tankers. We just can't seem to get them. And if you have more water tankers, we have the borehole source. Our advantage is we have the borehole sources in many areas which we can use to fill the tankers and take them to those places.
Oh, thank you very much for that update. It's good to hear how generous people are. It's great to hear of the work that you are doing, but it's very disheartening to hear, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, that our water minister has not yet spoken to you, and that despite Sputnik Ratar saying that they are doing their best, these areas that you mention, the calls are coming from people who say there's no one there to help. So the question has to be, Minister, what's going on?